about to have a conversation with Dr. Nicholas Perricone. Dr. Perricone's been on the Oprah Show.
Now, his brand new book, The Perricone Promise, is already a bestseller. Dr. Perricone, you say that if you eat the right foods, you can take off 10 years in less than a month? Really?
28 days.
28 days.
See a difference in 3 days.
You can see a difference in 3 days. I'm going to start tomorrow.
He has some information that I want to share with you, and I've not spoken to him before. This will be the first time I've spoken to him in person ever, over the phone, but it's a conversation I can anticipate will be eye-opening, will be what Oprah would call an aha moment about what sugar does to our skin and how it ages us. So please listen in and take notes. This should be a conversation that you want to share with your loved ones, you want to share with other people, because especially for anyone out there that is concerned about accelerating aging and minimizing that, this is going to be very aha moment information. So let's get to it. Let's call Dr. Perricone now. Well, Dr. Perricone, thank you so much for spending this time with us here. And briefly, you know, let's get right to it. How sugar impacts our exterior in the sense of the wrinkles.
That chronic elevated blood sugar leads to attachment of the sugar to proteins. Mm. And that's the term we're all probably familiar with now, called glycation. So it's crucial that we essentially try to control our blood sugar and insulin as carefully as we can to prevent the acute phase release of inflammation and then the chronic phase of glycation.
So glycation, explain what that word means, and literally if we were to paint a picture with our words, what it does to, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it's the elastin and the collagen proteins that get modified and damaged.
Once these bonds, when the sugar bonds to proteins, and it chooses the long-lived proteins like collagen and elastin,
yeah.
And those collagen and elastin bonds become cross-linked.
The bad guy is sugar. Sugar attaches to the collagen and causes sagging.
Now, the way we have a nice supple skin that is wrinkle-free and sag-free is the fact that those collagen bonds can cross over one another, and if we cross-link them, they become stiff and inflexible. So stiff and inflexible, and then, of course, because of the inflammation, the body actually secretes on a cellular level enzymes that break down collagen and elastin. So you can imagine having stiff collagen that's no longer flexible. On top of that, the bonds themselves have been eaten away by these enzyme systems that are activated by inflammation and free radicals. You can see why we would lose the beautiful appearance we have.
But if there was one step, I often get resistance where they say, oh, it can't be sugar, it's got to be something else. But tell us how that one step really does alter our biochemistry and how making that occur can really make a significant transformation on this glycation process, because I think coming from you, it'll be a little different than coming from me.
Yeah. I want everybody to understand that just eating one bad meal that is high glycemic causes a rise in blood sugar and a rise in insulin. And then there is actually this rippling effect that lasts for up to 3 to 4 days, where blood sugar goes up, insulin goes up, blood sugar slows down, and then we refeed and push our blood sugar up. And that sends our appetite off the edge. We lose control of our appetite, we lose control of blood sugar, we just don't feel good. And so the effects are long-lasting. And if you imagine if you're doing that on a regular basis, what you're ending up is cross-linking of collagen and elastin, wrinkling, sagging of your skin, destroying the ability for all your organ systems to work efficiently. And therefore, you're going to have dull, radiant skin, large pores, sagging, wrinkling, less energy, mental depression, accumulation of body fat, osteoporosis of the bones, loss of muscle mass because of inflammation, and overall loss of memory. So all of those things can be affected by bad meals. I can't emphasize enough the importance that we can take control, and we can have absolutely beautiful, healthy, radiant skin, an elevated mood, strong bones, good musculature, toned body into our 80s and 90s if we do things correctly.
From what I've read, once tissue is damaged, it's damaged, but skin can regenerate. Talk us through, for someone who's lived a lifestyle that is high in sugar, that, you know, has some belly fat, that obviously their skin is aged as well, a woman who's maybe in her 50s or 60s and feels like, wow, this is great to know, but it's too late for me. Is it too late for them, Dr. Perricone? What would you say to that?
The skin has a tremendous ability, like all organ systems, to repair itself when it has the right nutrients, and we're taking away a pro-inflammatory exacerbator like sugar. So absolutely try this. I'm telling you, I don't care what stage you are in your life, you'll see a difference in a matter of days.
That's what I was hoping you would share, because I think that gives us all inspiration to actually do this and eat the good proteins and eat the good fats that you talk about. I feel over the last 3 years, this Belly Fat Cure program that I've developed, which is helping people eat exactly what you've said here, is a shift. Not everyone thinks that, you know, sugar is bad. They think, you know, obviously it's bad for your teeth, or they think it's bad maybe for certain things, but the connection to our appearance and our health and not just weight, it's there. And I think what you've just shared right now, Dr. Perricone, is so brilliant. And it is simple, and it's just making a decision for someone listening right now that says, all right, I hear Dr. Perricone, I've heard Jorge, all right, I want to do it, but I don't have the motivation. What would you share with them to cause a spark right now to say we got to do it? What's at risk if they don't?
Yeah, all I can say is to everybody that reads this, that no matter what your desires are in life, no matter what your goals are, you're going to be able to achieve them by taking good care of your body, because the body is essentially there to serve you, and it's going to do a wonderful job, body and mind, if you take care of it.
You know, anytime I have a conversation with someone like yourself, it makes me feel good. So thank you for sharing your extraordinary message, Dr. Perricone. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, Jorge. Anytime.
Thank you so much, and we'll keep in touch. Thanks again.
Okay.